Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky. I did not take my vitamins this morning because I don't have vitamins because I eat a whole food diet. Now, maybe I should be taking my vitamins, and people often ask me, but I say, well, I explain what I eat through the day, and they say, well, that sounds pretty good, but you know what? I need to know more. So we are going to talk about this right now with Sarah Heiner. Oh, wait, no, I do take the Juice Plus. So does that count, Andrea? She's looking at me like, what are you talking about?
I'm like, you take vitamins.
I don't even think of those. They're just such a part of my day. All right. Well, let's bring in the wonderful Sarah Heiner. She's the president and CEO of Boardroom Inc., publishers of Bottom Line Personal and Bottom Line Health newsletters and the newly launched Bottom Line Store. Hello, Sarah. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's always great to be with you. And I'm glad to hear that you're taking some kind of vitamin supplement, because even the best eaters, you know, our food is just not as nutritious, sadly, as it used to be. So even though I eat a healthy diet, but I take my vitamins too.
All right, well, let's jump in. I know there's four areas that you wanted to talk about today when it comes to do's and don'ts of vitamins.
Well, there are. I think that, you know, everyone's well-intended. It's great that people are taking it, but there are some places where they get in trouble. Here's one of the most dangerous things that people need to know. Some of the, depending on what drugs they're taking, can affect the absorption of their vitamins. So, like all the people that are taking metformin for diabetes, that'll affect the absorption of vitamin B12, which means their energy going to plummet. So they need to be supplementing B12 in particular when they're taking metformin. In addition, the acid-suppressing medications, I don't care if it's Nexium, Prilosec, Tums, whatever acid suppressants they are, they suppress the absorption of all nutrients. And I'm sure you and Andrea have talked about this before. But if you're taking...
Wow, all nutrients.
Because the role of your stomach acid is to digest, help you break down your food and digest the nutrients. So if you don't have acid in your stomach to digest the nutrients, it's not going to break down. You're not going to absorb it. And what ends up happening, there have been a lot of studies about the dangers of PPIs or any other acid suppressing and risk of bone fractures, risk of pneumonia, risk of all sorts of ailments in your body that require nutrients. So
very true.
Absolutely critical. Yeah. So people, you know, if they're taking drugs, they need to think about what's happening to their nutrition. As I said, if they're on metformin, they should be supplementing. You know, our experts recommend 200 micrograms or more a day of B12, and then PPIs or any acid suppressants, they actually should be taking some kind of vitamin supplementation.
Wow.
So I've left you speechless. Wow.
No, we're just excited waiting for, I'm like, okay, so I'm on the edge of my seat here. I'm like, okay, so the metformin, those Nexium things, you got to be careful.
Right.
What are the other things?
Okay, so number two, the thing that they should watch out for is calcium supplementation. I mean, most everybody who takes vitamins, they take some kind of calcium supplements. But a couple things, again, they need to be sure of. Number one, there was a lot of talk recently about calcium is dangerous. If you take calcium supplements, it's going to increase your risk of heart attack or stroke.
Heart, yeah.
Well, right? Well, that's true.
Yep.
If all you take is calcium. Because if you need to take calcium with magnesium or D or K, in order to allow it to absorb. So all those people that just take calcium. Pardon?
I love that you said that because, you know, we work with a company called Natural Calm. They make a magnesium powder, and they talk a lot about the importance of taking your magnesium, your calcium with your magnesium, but also the fact that 70% of us are deficient in magnesium. So it's an interesting thing that people focus so much on calcium, but truthfully, so many of us are actually deficient in magnesium, which is responsible for hundreds of functions in our body. So I'm happy
absolutely
that you brought that up.
Yeah, and in fact, we've done a lot of reporting and research, and we sell in the store also some magnesium. A lot of connection with magnesium and migraines, actually. Another topic for another day. As far as calcium is concerned, so yes, it's critical that you take it so that it gets absorbed properly in your body. So all those people in the early day of supplements and they'd all kind of chew on their Tums because they thought they were helping with their calcium, horribly dangerous because
it's simply
calcium in there, right? And plus, they're not absorbing their nutrients. Back to mistake number one. The other detail about calcium is that you should make sure that you take calcium with your meals. And what that does is will help reduce the risk of development of kidney stone, right? Because healthy foods, even like spinach and beets and sweet potatoes, will produce something called oxalates. And the calcium binds to those. If it's not bad, if those are running through your body, then you run the risk of developing kidney stones, and you don't want that to do. So when you take your calcium, take it with your meals.
Which is a great tip. You know, I want to talk a little bit about the quality of vitamins, because, you know, I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus here, but some family members, let's say, basically tell me that they'll get their vitamins from Costco or they'll buy it at a pharmacy, and they're like, oh no, these vitamins are great. And I'm actually not a huge fan of buying supplements that way. I prefer them in other ways. And I wanted your opinion. You know, do you think that if you're buying your vitamin at Costco because it's cheaper, it's better? Like, just, I'd love to hear what you have to say about that.
I firmly agree with you. Cheaper is not better necessarily. And it's a really hard thing for people to understand, because, you know, it's like the jug of vitamins at Costco. I got all these vitamins. It says to look at the label.
Right.
Well, there are a few problems with it. Number one is that the cheaper vitamins use fillers. You know, they use different stuff to kind of fill, and cheaper fillers to put into the pills and supplements. And the whole thing about the effectiveness of vitamins, there are two things. One is, does it have enough of what you need in it, right? And yep, most people, even the one-a-day vitamins, like the daily multis, have virtually nothing. The RDAs basically are the keep-you-alive minimum amount of vitamins. They're not helping you really have optimal health. So number one is the amount that's in it. Number two, more importantly, again, back to these fillers, it's how they dissolve and where they dissolve in your body. So depending on
where
the
they're
quality
made.
Of... Pardon? That, well, where they're
made,
too, but I'm
made.
Talking... That's right. That's a different issue. But in terms of just the basic, I won't slam any countries under the bus or any of that, but, well, you know, depending on the coating of it and depending on how well those fillers and how it dissolves in your body, it needs to dissolve in the right place in order for, again, the nutrients to be dissolved and absorbed. So if it doesn't dissolve properly, it's not absorbed, you might as well just take your $10 and throw it right down the toilet, because that's all that's happening with it.
I remember reading a study or hearing something about a vitamin, I think it was Centrum or one of the daily vitamins, that people were saying that it went right through them and didn't even get absorbed. Like, it, like literally they would like poop it out on the other end as a whole vitamin.
Right, because of the coatings. And you don't know why. I mean, is it because, again, they had no acids in their body? Do you know, you know, there are all sorts of reasons with people's digestion. Who knows why people behave that way?
Yeah.
But, you know, we have our bottom line store, and that actually, the cheap vitamins was one of the motivations with us starting the store, was because our experts in our publications would recommend some kind of supplementation. And it was confusing, because you go to the store, and now which one should I take? So we worked with our naturopathic physicians to recommend prescription-grade supplements so that people could be assured that they were getting what they needed to from the supplement. Because it's very confusing.
That makes it so easy. It's so nice, because then you can tell people where to go and they know what to look for. I just have a quick question. There's a protein drink I drink every morning that I absolutely love, but afterwards my pee is like super yellow. So I'm like, okay, that happens with the B vitamins, right? Is it just, am I peeing it right out, or is it just still working, but it just colors your pee? I don't know.
My pee's
okay,
bright yellow.
That's what I thought.
So that's just fine. Now, an important thing, two quick things on B vitamins. Number one, you actually need to take them twice a day. They only last 12 hours.
Okay.
So most people take them once a day, not enough. You need them twice a day. Number two, don't take them on an empty stomach. Take them with food, otherwise you'll get nauseous. Or at least I do, many people do.
Yeah, and I love that you talk. I mean, B vitamins are so important for so many different functions, but it's great for carbohydrate metabolism, but it's also great for boosting your memory, boosting your mood. So I'm a big fan of B vitamins. So I love that you actually talked about that. All right, so
absolutely.
I'm going to repeat your website so people know where they can go. So it's bottomlinehealth.com. And you can also follow you on Twitter, right? It's at B-Line Health. Is that correct?
Okay, that'll work. And come to the store.
Is there another
and if they, I don't know, I'm at sarahhyder.com. You know what? I hate to say there are social people and they don't tell me what all the URLs are. I'm a fail in social media. But do come to the store. So bottomlinehealth.com, bottomlinestore.com. If they put the promo code radio in, they'll get 10% off.
Ooh, awesome. Nice. Well, thank you so much, Sarah. We appreciate it. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Take your vitamins, because I do agree with Sarah. We need vitamins. Our soil, it just doesn't have the minerals it used to have. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.